I think it's generally accepted that we all hate that sound. After decades of drills and needles, a Kent dentist, though, says he's found a completely painless way of fixing teeth. At a dental practice in Tunbridge Wells, the spine-tingling sound of the high-speed drill has been replaced with a gentle popping of a laser. 6-year-old Imogen Clark was one of the first patients at the practice to experience it, and last night she told our reporter Ian Harkness all about it.
It didn't feel like anything, but it still hurts a little bit, and Mr. Harmon's really gentle with my tooth. And I remember a bit when he sprayed something. It tastes sort of yucky, and it tastes something mixed like tomato sauce and ribena mixed together. It tastes really disgusting.
Tell me what you think of dentists.
I think they're really nice and they look after you well and make sure you're okay.
Well, that's one little girl who doesn't mind going to see her dentist. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Oliver Harmon, who is Imogen's dentist. But first, her mother, Lisa, is on the line. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Was this her first visit to the dentist? Or
No. She'd been for her regular routine checkups at her local dentist, and that's when they discovered the tooth was decayed.
Right. So the prospect was the drill.
It was the drill, but they were worried, being 6 years old, that it being quite decayed, that she wouldn't sit long enough. So the other option was for her to have gas and air, which obviously I was very worried about.
So how did you hear about this new treatment with the laser?
Well, through a friend, actually. So we were lucky and, went to see him for a visit. He x-rayed her tooth and, it was really badly decayed. But then he sort of started the treatment immediately.
And, you've probably been to the dentist yourself and had the drill. Did you watch this procedure?
Yes.
And how much nicer was it?
Oh, much nicer. And it was really just the water sort of going in her mouth that she could feel and the slight popping sound. But he was very patient with her because it did take sort of 45 minutes she was in the chair for, which was quite a long time.
But it's the sound of that drill, isn't it, as much as anything, that probably frightens the life out, well, not just children, most of us as well.
Yes, and being only 6 years old, you don't want them to be fearful for the dentist.
No, you don't. Absolutely right. Lisa, thank you. How is she now?
Yeah, she's great. And, on a further visit, they've discovered that the tooth has actually sort of healed inside, which is great. So it saved the tooth as well.
Good stuff.
Well,
there we are. Lisa, thank you very much indeed.
We are joined in the studio by dentist Oliver Harmon, the proud owner of the laser, the man who did that particular procedure. He owns a laser and he's not afraid to use it says. good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us exactly how it works.
The laser basically is a very fine tip that microscopically makes things pop.
Right.
I compare it a little bit like rock erosion. If you're doing it on the tooth, it just breaks the little prisms of tooth apart. But it's all on a microscopic basis. Everybody thinks lasers are hot, but in fact the laser works 2 degrees C below body temperature. It's only warm at the tip because the laser's all the energy is focused into one point, and it just breaks up the tooth very gently. The other beauty of a laser is it has the ability to at least partly numb up the teeth. It works in a similar way to general or normal anaesthetics. It can block the nerve transmission. It's particularly good with kids, where we often find we don't need to use anaesthetic at all. If we do need to use anaesthetic, with nervous adults, then we use a thing called the wand, which allows us to apply anaesthetic slower than it actually numbs up. People always wonder why injections hurt when you're putting in an anaesthetic. Why is it hurting when you're in?
Good point.
The reason is because it's virtually impossible to control the syringe to inject slower than it's numbing up. So we use a computerized pump to apply the anaesthetic. So apart from maybe a tiny scratch at the beginning, the anaesthetic's actually numbing as it goes in. So even if we do have to use an injection.
See, I was starting to think you were the fairy godmother of dentistry, not using a drill anymore, but now I know you use a wand. I know you definitely are a fairy godmother. when can you use the laser in all circumstances? Can you just do away with the drill entirely?
No, it's very much laser-assisted dentistry at the moment. It won't, unfortunately, cut metal.
Right.
So I mean, it does on James Bond, but I don't think we want to be using
James
that.
Bond, yeah.
We don't want to be using those sort of lasers.
Have you seen that Jaws teeth, though? You don't want to, you know, come on.
This is Dr. No, I think it was used on James Bond.
Goldfinger.
Well, no, Goldfinger, you're absolutely right, yes.
But that would be the wrong type of laser to
right.
use.
So if you've got old-fashioned fillings, like myself and John probably have, that you can't get rid of that filling with a laser.
We'd need to use a drill for part of the procedure to take that out. So it works. It can remove plastic fillings, plastic glass fillings, you know, what we call white fillings, with the exception of one or two cement-based ones. So most of those, and it can take off veneers and some crowns. Others will, you'd have to use the drill for part of the procedure, but again, we can reduce that amount. And laser has amazing properties. It has the ability to cut things without causing an inflammatory response. So if we're using it with surgery or even on the tooth, it doesn't make things swell. If you have a bee sting, it all swells up, it gets sore, you touch it, it's painful. Because you don't get this histamine release, I'm trying to get too technical, but you basically don't get the bump.
Right.
If you're cutting tooth with a laser, or you're cutting gum, we use it for surgery a lot, you don't tend to get the swelling, and a lot of the pain comes from the actual swelling. You know, if you twist your ankle, it swells up, and it's actually the swelling that causes a lot of the discomfort, which is why you stick an ice pack on it.
Yeah.
And the other beauty, the light therapy actually heals up the tissue about 50% faster. So if you do have a slightly sore nerve, it'll heal faster than it would do.
This is amazing, amazing invention. I mean, they must be queuing out the door for this treatment, aren't they?
It's spreading slowly.
Yeah.
The recommendations, people aren't quite sure. They've heard about lasers and things. I think sometimes they think James Bond, it's actually off-putting. And yet, we've been using lasers in eye surgery for years and years and years. The problem with teeth was it took us a little while to get the technology to go around corners and to be gentle enough. And it was actually the addition of water that made the procedure.
Oh, right.
Work.
So what happens then? Is that all collecting in your mouth, the water, as you're using the laser?
Like,
what happens?
Yeah, you need the water to cool it. But it's not that much. You suck it out like just as you would do with a water cooler, a conventional drill. And that was the magic ingredient. It's the control of the power of the laser with the water, so it doesn't get hot, except just microscopically at the point. So that previously we used to cook things too much. That was about 2000, the new technology came out.
And is it affordable? I guess that's what a lot of people listening to this morning will want to know.
It's a little bit more expensive than ordinary fillings. I mean,
can you give us a compare and contrast?
Typically, it's about 50% more expensive, and that's really based up more on the time. It does tend to take a little bit longer. I mean, in our practice, we run a number of discount schemes like Munro Sutton, and we have our own care plan. If they become part of the club, as it were, then we can try and bring the cost down because we find our patients are very committed.
Oliver, I take it is it available in the NHS at all as yet or not?
In theory, it's available because it's a technique that any dentist can use. In reality,
would it be worth them buying it though, the technology, because of what they can earn from it? That's the point, isn't it?
You'd have to discuss it with your NHS dentist, but I think it would be very difficult to make it financially viable.
But often these things start in the private sector, don't they? And then because the price comes down, because more people buy them, then they filter through to the NHS eventually.
I mean, to give you an idea, we've got about 25 to 30 lasers now in the UK. Now, about 20 of them are the brand I've got across the UK. Now, there are 10,000 users of the Waterlase, which is the particular machine I've got in the States now.
Wow,
Where I've just come back from Dallas, and it's, you know, like a lot of things, they're just that little bit further ahead. And they're getting amazing results. I've got with experienced dental practitioners are doing sort of 80% of their, even 90% of their work without anaesthetic now, particularly if they've got a young age group. So it's quite astonishing.
I'd find that extra 50%, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Just to get rid of the drill.
I should be having a word with my dentist. There we go. Oh. Well, that's good.
And you have got a certificate to operate this machinery, I'm assuming.
I have got a certificate.
You had to go to night school.
I had to go amongst other places, the Isle of Wight, believe it or not.
Did you?
Where one of the top laser dentists is in Cowes.
Really?
In Cowes. Yes.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
It's a nice day trip.
It's a small world.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Absolutely
pleasure.
Fascinating. And I'm sure loads of people listening to this who are dental phobic, as I think. Probably I am a bit. Probably a lot of people are.
We all are a bit, aren't we?
Are we? Yeah. Well, I don't think our weather got Nazanine. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. You know, she's a toughie. Mm. But yourself and myself. Oliver Harmon, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.